This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And one of the awesome people who's been at the helm of all things Dunedin Community House joins me for a korero for 2026, Rob Riddle-Tiger. Rob, kia ora, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora.
So, some changes afoot here, Rob, and for those who have made connections with the house over the last couple of years and who have been making bookings for all sorts of things or exploring the space here and everything that's available, you've in many cases been the guy that they've been talking to about all this stuff. But there are some changes coming. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm leaving this position. So I'm not leaving Community House because the organization I work for, Weave Together, is a tenant, and we'll still be a tenant. We'll still be doing what we do. But I won't be the executive officer of Dunedin Community House anymore.
All right. So the implications are what? There's presumably some other appointment coming?
That's right. We're recruiting and that's going well. I think we're working on getting the right person in place because there's a lot involved in Dunedin Community House because there's people with room bookings, with tenants, but of course all the other stuff that we do around that too. So we recently advertised for house manager. We got great response, some fantastically qualified clients, applicants even, and hopefully we'll be able to announce at some point this week who's got that job.
Right, well, we'll keep everyone up to date. I mean, Rob, as you think about your connection with the house, that's gone back quite some distance, right?
13 years. 13 years this month. So I was involved in running the house from then, and then I think I've been running it exclusively for the past 7 years. Yeah.
Probably the biggest transition has been the relocation, I imagine.
Yes. Although whilst we were going through the previous things, we didn't imagine it could get bigger because there was all kinds of stuff around fire safety and shifting things around and changing how we did things. But yes, that was definitely the biggest thing. And of course, all connected as the old building sort of deteriorated with age and we became more aware of earthquake safety. It pushed us to do more things in that building to keep it safe, but also to start looking for somewhere else.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about there, of course, it was a relocation two and a half years ago to come to where we are now, which is at 43 Princes Street. And, of course, Dunedin Community House occupying territory across three floors in that space. That came, obviously, just with its own tremendous challenges in terms of relocation, but also some new opportunities. And when you think about how it's been for the last couple of years, in terms of that transition, how do you think it's gone for the community in general?
Oh, it's a step up. The facilities are so much better. They're fit for purpose. They're earthquake safe. They do what we need. They give us flexibility. I mean, some of that flexibility is evident now. So in room bookings now, we have a new room available, which is a fantastic, bright, big room with lovely modern furniture in it and all the usual facilities in our meeting rooms called the Mana 2. And just adding the ability to host more meetings, different meetings, and ensuring that we've got a variety available for the community. And right now, we're building another room upstairs. We just didn't really have the ability to do that before we came here. There's a flexibility to this space that we just didn't have in the old building. And it's allowed us to be responsive. So when people come to us and say, I'd like to, then we're able to look at the space and kind of say, okay, well, this is how we can manage that. Whereas previously it was, if you didn't fit the hole, then it was very difficult to do anything to deal with that. So, here is just so much better. We're seeing more room bookings, innovative uses as well, and we've got an on-site car park available to book, which gives people some flexibility. The presenter can turn up and get on with it. So, this place has been absolutely amazing, and it's difficult to think how we it was good in last place, but this place just takes it to another level. No pun intended.
Indeed. Rob, getting underway for 2026, many organisations will be considering how they're going to roll out their activities for the year. So I guess this is a final opportunity to say, if you're looking for meeting space, whether that be on a regular or a one-off basis, this is an excellent opportunity, particularly for those not-for-profits and social service agencies.
Absolutely. We work to be affordable for not-for-profits. If you're a commercial entity, we're still affordable, but we provide significant discounts to not-for-profits. Get your meetings booked in. If you want to pick when you're having your meeting, now is a good time to do that before things fill up. There's a sort of running a sort of 2 or 3 months ahead that fills up. And so if you want to do the whole year, do it now. Hopefully get the room that you want the whole time. Or I'd encourage you just to have a look at when there's a space and work around it. That works too.
So, Rob, for you personally, you wind up your house manager role when?
This month.
Right.
Hopefully we'll have somebody in before then to do some training. If not, I'll be around to do some training after that.
So let's just, because you are, of course, a tenant here as well as filling the role we've talked about, you're here with Weave Together. So remind us what Weave Together's role is.
Yeah, so Weave Together is a not-for-profit that does work for other not-for-profits. And our focus is on all the stuff that isn't delivery. What we see are lots of small not-for-profits out there. The very first person they hire is an admin person, which isn't doing what they are trying to do. They're trying to create changes in their community or serve their community. And that admin person is doing the admin to help them do that. But that's not where they should be focusing. And Weave Together comes in and can provide that flexibly and affordably without all the added burdens. You don't need to provide us with a desk. You don't need to worry about our payroll. And we're also experts in what we do because we do it for lots of other not-for-profits. So over a typical year, we work with about 50 different not-for-profits in Dunedin. They tend to be smaller, but not exclusively. And we do all sorts of stuff. So payroll, accounts, IT. And one thing that we're very keen on is one of the partners that we've together, Dr. Linda Taylor, recently got that doctor in front of her name. And that doctor was around not-for-profit funding in New Zealand. And so she is an expert in that. And one of the things, I heard earlier on you mentioned Comedy for a Cause, fundraising for a theatre. And I think lots of us are having to think about things like that. The grant funding model, it's still there, but it's getting more competitive. It's certainly not going up for most not-for-profits. And government contracts as well, there are new ones, but, they tend to towards consolidation, leaving smaller not-for-profits perhaps struggling a bit. So if you're interested in talking about a funding strategy, not what grants to go for, but how to raise money in all the ways that money can be raised, then Linda's available to work with you on that, develop a strategy and give her expert advice on how to do that. And that's just, going down one avenue. There's lots of other avenues. So, if you are looking for help, possibly even around if you're an incorporated society, let's do the reminder, you have to re-register. Otherwise, you will be struck off. And you've only got a couple of months to do that. And again, that's something we can assist with. We've done a few of those. We've got some knowledge around it. We can either direct you to how to do it easily or assist you as much as you need to get that done. And that's what we're here for. And if there is something that we're not doing that not-for-profits need, we'd love to hear about it.
So to be absolutely clear, you certainly are here in your capacity as Weave Together, and you will continue to fill that role.
Absolutely, yes.
But your role as house manager of Dunedin Community House drawing to a close this month, And we will keep you up to date, listeners, with the changes around that. And we look forward to someone else coming into the position. Rob, you're probably ready to. It'll be a bit of a break for you, a bit of a change for you to take yourself away from all that decision making around house stuff.
Yes, and not only do I have to, that'll be a change, but I also have to let them get on with it, don't I? I'm going over here and see what happens, and I'm just going to have to keep my mouth shut.
Well, I think you've got some leave lined up for a very appropriate time, around transition time.
Yes.
Rob, so no doubt we will still talk to you again here on the Awesome Morning Show in your capacity with Weave Together. And of course, and if you very kindly step up and get behind the mic here on the Awesome Morning Show too, and our listeners will be familiar with you from that too. And we thank you for that. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all you've contributed to Dunedin Community House over the years, Rob. Really appreciate your time.
Kia ora.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz. Or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.